Last month, a man born in Taiwan opened fire at a Taiwanese church in California. He wrote that he did so because he opposes Taiwan's independence from China. The gunfire left one person dead and five injured and exposed how rising tensions between Taiwan and China are playing out in the U.S. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Just before 68-year-old David Winwei Zhou glued and chained shut the doors of this California church, then shot the elderly congregants inside, he mailed his handwritten diaries to a Taiwanese newspaper. He titled his screed, Diary of an Angel of Destroying Independence, Taiwanese Independence from China.
From Sweden, European country, Japan, Australia, Taiwan, around the world.
Now, Taiwanese activist Tony Lee shows me how the California street corner outside the Geneva Presbyterian Church is covered with flowers from Taiwanese people living all over the world. At first, English language coverage mistakenly described Zhou, the shooter, as a Chinese immigrant. In fact, he was born in Taiwan to Chinese parents, a group of people in Taiwan called Weishenren, meaning outside province people. Many Weishenren expected and wanted Taiwan to one day become one country with China. Li explains they also had lots of political privileges, but as Taiwan became its own democracy, that changed.
So they say, wait a minute, we had before, how come we don't have now? So that's why they think they're Chinese, so that's why come out this kill Taiwanese.
Even in California, Weishenren immigrants and Dinshenren, or native province Taiwanese, keep their distance from each other. For example, the church that Zhou targeted was known for its wealthy pro-Taiwanese Dinshenren congregation. But at first, Zhou seemed to settle in the U.S. He specialized in hospitality and wrote a book on wine. Then, as his life and finances unraveled after a divorce, he began ranting to acquaintances about how much he resented Taiwan's de facto independence.
He was very agitated. Every time he brought up Taiwan independence, he got very worked up. I just thought it wasn't right.
This is Jenny Koo, who leads a Las Vegas branch of the Peace and Reunification Society, which works for Taiwan's unification with China. It's a group overseen by the Chinese Communist Party in Beijing. And Zhou, the shooter, tried to join in 2019, but Koo says she refused.
We respect the other side's opinions, but Zhou demonized them. You could tell from the language he used that he no longer saw people from Taiwan as people.
For some, emigrating to the U.S. can be a fresh start, a chance to wipe the slate clean of old world grudges. For Zhou, emigrating from Taiwan to the U.S. seemed only to amplify historical divisions, a phenomenon Taiwanese writer Leona Chen calls the immigrant time capsule.
The very salient political conflicts and tensions experienced during martial law were sort of incubated and carried over by our parents and grandparents' generation. And then they just continue to stay that way, even as Taiwan has evolved.
The shooter is in police custody and has been charged with capital murder. Dr. John Cheng, the Taiwanese doctor he killed, is considered a hero for helping subdue Zhou long enough for police to arrive. So far, there's no indication of imminent war between China and Taiwan. But the casualties of this conflict are already cropping up. Emily Fang, NPR News, Laguna Woods, California.